Welcome back. We continue with our candidate interviews, ladies and gentlemen. And joining us in studio this morning is a candidate for County Commissioner position number 2, Mark Jones. Mark, welcome to the microphones of KAJO Radio. Why are you running for County Commissioner?
Well, because I don't believe that people are getting the true representation they need. I think that our politics are too partisan. We need representation for everybody equally. I mean, the commissioner positions are supposed to be a nonpartisan position. I see a lot of division, you know, with our current setup. People aren't being listened to in the communities. Their voices aren't being heard. So I'd like to bring that back to the commissioner's office.
Good,
and actually
I would
listen and be there for the people.
How would you go about that? What changes would you institute?
Well, first off, just not promoting partisanship, because, you know, I was just say here real quick, my business card says I hate politics, and you know, so if you're
don't
like
we all
yeah, so you know, if you're like me, you have a strong dislike for the individuals who pretend to care but actually prioritize their own interests. This is why I feel we need to stop electing individuals who promote lack of trust, partisanship, and lack of transparency. When politicians prioritize their own personal interests over the well-being of the county or the communities, it can result in ineffective governance and lack of progress on important issues. It's time to change the political atmosphere to one that works for you. So that's why I'm running.
All right, Mark, what kind of qualifications do you bring to the position?
Well, currently my involvement is I'm the vice chair of the Rural Planning Commission, vice chair of Josephine Housing Community Development Council, foundation director on Rotary International, member of the Merlin Park Board. I'm a member of the GP and JOCO Chamber of Commerce, and member of a citizen group for fire safety. So my career in the fire service took me to Phoenix, Arizona for almost 20 years. In 2018, I retired and moved back home here. I grew up out in Murphy, graduated Hidden Valley High School, so this has always been my home. The career took me away for a little while. So coming back, I got involved, obviously, with a group trying to create a fire district here in Josephine County. That really opened up my eyes to a lot of things that were going on here. So I really got involved. I've been spending countless hours involved with the current commissioners. 2.5 years I've been studying the position very, you know, putting a lot of time in. I go to the Tuesday legal meetings, the Wednesday business sessions, the Thursday workshops. I've been to the Association of Oregon Counties district meetings, doing everything I can to learn this position so that day one I can step in and run it and know what's going on. Actually, I feel that I'm up to speed enough today with our current county operations and the departments. I talk to the department heads, the county employees, and honestly, I think today that I could step in and run with it today. So.
All right, if you could step in and run with it today. Of course, I know the county commissioners are right now getting ready to jump into the budgetary process. That's coming up. Are you up to speed in the county budget right now? And are there any changes that you would make?
Yeah, so I know one of the hot topics is obviously the sheriff's budget. Our county budget for, 23-24, the projected budget was $184 million. I think it came in at $176 or something like that, is what it ended up being adjusted to. And in that, $9.2 million was for law enforcement. And of course, that covers DA and the other portions of law enforcement besides just the sheriff. The sheriff got $5.3 million out of that. Now, we added the Law Enforcement Service District, so that passed by the voters, so that's going to add roughly $6 million, I believe. I would like to see that the sheriff maintains the amount that he has been getting from the general fund. I think it's roughly 53% for law enforcement altogether out of that general fund. So as long as we can maintain that, depending on what the general fund balance is, as long as the percentage stays the same, then we've covered what we presented to the voters when they agreed to do the law enforcement service district. So as long as that maintains the same, then we're keeping what we said to the people. And I think that's important. How are we going to pay for it? Now, this is always an issue. Everything across the board, you know. So first off, I think a lot of people don't realize is roughly 80% of the county's budget comes from either pass-through monies from the states or the feds or grant money. So that's a little scary to me. At any time, those grants can dry up and go away. Some of that pass-through money, which is like SRS and, which is the Secure School. Secure Rural Schools. I did notice that this year, let me see if I can find the paper here, there's $19 million coming to Southern Oregon from the federal government. So Washington, D.C., over $19 million federal payments coming to counties in Southern Oregon. So looking through this list, Josephine County is only going to get $950,157.29. So that's not going to go very far. We're missing out on the ONC funds and the timber dollars that we used to get.
Your hand is on, your elbow's on that
sorry.
Button. That'll cut your microphone off.
Uh-oh.
That's the cough button.
Oh, sorry. So what part did you miss? It's been on there for a while.
Just a second or two.
Okay. So I'll back up then. So the dollar amount from that Washington says we're going to be getting in Josephine County is $950,157.29. That's for secure rural schools. We're missing out, obviously, on the ONC funds and the timber receipts that we used to get. I mean, and who's to say that's ever going to come back? Something we could do, and I've looked into this and had some other people look into it, there's actually a principle in tort law that indicates if a person's use of their property causes an inconvenience, harm, or annoyance to others, they may be held liable. So we have forest fires here every year. Southern Oregon and Northern California, lots of forest fires. So there's two main types of nuisances that can be filed. The public nuisance, it involves an act that endangers the life, health, property, morals, or comfort of the public. So I would say that the wildfires that start on Forest Service land or BLM land would be a public nuisance. So since they're not using their land properly, they're not logging it like they're supposed to, the ONC Act stated that they would have to harvest 500 million board feet per year, and that money goes to the counties. Well, they're not doing that. So they're not upkeeping their property like they're supposed to. So since there's no thinning, no logging, and the logging roads are all grown over so fire apparatus can't make it into these areas to put these fires out, their use of their land is causing an inconvenience to the public. So as county commissioner, I'll work to hold the federal and state governments accountable for what the nuisance they're causing to Josephine County residents. We can work with commissioners in other counties and create a lawsuit that has broader support. We need to work to document the harms that are being caused by these fires. So obviously our health issues, the smoke, it's causing people not to be able to go in and work. So all these things need to be documented and listed, and then we can present it to the federal government and say, look, here's your choice. You can start logging our lands again to protect our communities from wildfire, or settle up a lawsuit for the nuisance that you're...
You have 1 minute.
1 minute. Oh, wow. Okay.
So why should I vote for Mark Jones?
So a vote for Mark Jones gets you a person who's going to listen to you, going to hear your concerns, and move forward with the best practices for our county. I was registered Republican. I am currently a non-affiliated voter because I'm tired of the division and the hate that's been preached, and we don't work together anymore. And so being able to come together and work on these important issues like our safety, security, and the prosperity of our county. These are things that I'll bring to the table. I'll be able to work together and bring communities together to start working and making the Josephine County a great place.
All right. Thank you very much. That's Mark Jones, a candidate for county commissioner, position number 3 here on KAJO Radio.